Flagstaff and Tuesday program, November 19th. I just took my apple cider vinegar to improve my disposition. Now I'm all set, ready to go. Jennifer Horn is here, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler.
Do you sweeten your apple cider vinegar?
Only with my palate.
Okay, because I read that you can actually put honey in it. I just do it straight with water and apple cider vinegar.
I have honey, yes.
But I've heard
honey in the morning, honey in the evening. Did you hear that the word of the year is selfie?
Oh, really?
I don't use that.
Well, because you probably don't. Do you know what it is? Let's see if
smartphone self-portrait.
Oh, no, you have to do it yourself. But
you hold it up in front of you and you just take a picture.
Yes, I'm a master at the selfie and people love doing it. And it's always a good angle because you're kind of doing a little higher.
Really?
Everybody looks more attractive from up above.
I haven't ever done it. Well, yes, that's not true. I did do it once.
We don't want to know about that time.
Probably
right?
Not. No. not for the reason you're thinking, however.
No.
Better
away.
But I've had, and I actually have only had one sent to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a selfie. It's going to be fully clothed, just for the record. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But selfies are fun. You just, you know, wherever you are, you don't have to rely on someone else to take a picture for you. Just done. On the next one. It's big because Instagram is so big. People do selfies all the time on Instagram. Yeah.
So what are we doing? Ken Kessler's in charge of social media. What are we actually doing on Instagram? I probably shouldn't ask that question.
You
probably shouldn't. I don't know what the answer is. But
no, because it's Instagram is a smartphone thing. You have to put it on your phone. Mm-hmm. I can't do that for you.
I'll tell you what, Dougie, if you come out on Thanksgiving, which you are, if you come over to my house for a little Thanksgiving dinner, I will give you an Instagram lesson.
Really?
I will.
All right.
For you.
Can I use emoticons with
yes,
it?
Yes, of course.
Put emoticons with the emoticons. Selfies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds very exciting. All right, next item of interest here. The complete skeletons of a small relative of T-Rex. Up for sale in New York City, which is about the best place to sell a dinosaur. It's expected to be sold for $9 million. Bones of T-Rex. And it's not a big T-Rex, it's a small T-Rex. It's a nearly complete skeleton. What's that movie that Ben Stiller was in? In the museum? What's it called?
Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum. And weren't there a lot of the skeletons came to life sort of there?
Everything came to life, yeah. That was the premise of movies.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not a big fan. So, Roberta, this auction for the T-Rex, is it being held near your house?
Where is it being held?
I don't know.
Do you have an address?
No, I don't have an address. You're supposed to be our expert when it comes to New York City. All right. Never mind. Let's keep moving.
T-Rex auction, that's just like, you know, everybody does that here.
Okay.
It's just part of New York. Let's see, where are they doing? Bonham's Auction House.
Yeah.
You know, it's Midtown Manhattan.
Really? Where'd they get these, though? That's what I can't find my
limit. Montana.
They brought them from Montana here to be sold.
Dinosaurs.
So who will buy these and what will they do with them? Will a museum buy them or will some big collector who's got a big house next to the Guggenheim put them in his or her apartment?
They say they're probably about $15 million. And it's 17 feet long. So it's going to be a really big house. You have a really big foyer. Imagine you had a big mansion and you put this T-Rex, like when people first walk in. Now, usually people have that little marble table where you're supposed to put your business card, you know, when you walk into these highfalutin houses and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the table where you put your business card, you have a T-Rex.
All right.
I used to have a rubber snake in my bathroom.
I'm not surprised. I used to have a rubber chicken in mine.
It was sound activated. It was like a rattlesnake coiled up. And it was sound activated. So when people would sit down on the john, it was in a corner. And they'd make a noise or flush or do whatever. The snake would activate. You should see people run out of that bathroom screaming. It was hilarious.
All right. Just put it in the toilet probably made it even better.
Yeah, it wasn't the toilet. That's where it was. Oh, in the toilet itself.
Yeah.
No, but then it might get flushed down and the batteries wouldn't work.
Today is the anniversary.
You'd give me a heart attack if I opened a lid and saw a snake in the toilet.
Of the...
That'd be it for me.
President... Or you're just glad to see me.
Am I going to finish this?
Yes.
You guys are done with that now. This is more important. This is the anniversary, 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address being given.
I just saw that. It's trending on Twitter.
On this date in 1862. Well, I'm always ahead of the trending on Twitter.
You are.
Yeah. The speech considered to be insignificant at the time.
Huh.
Inside pages of newspapers, that's where it got covered, not on the front page. And this was, you know, at this point in our history, the Civil War had started. As a matter of fact, in the summer of 63, the fields around Gettysburg were a site of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War. Union forces held their positions against Confederate advances. This is pretty high up.
40,000 people died in 3 days, right?
Yep.
Something like that?
Yep. And this is the highest that the, this is the, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania was the furthest north the Confederacy ever got. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that this nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It's rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. That's the Gettysburg Address.
And how true now, right?
Goosebumps.
Doesn't it even seem more important
more
today?
More true now, yes. More true.
And it's so eloquent. I mean, people don't write that way anymore.
No, they'll use a computer.
And
they'll steal
eloquent
a speech from somebody else.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It needs no further comment. 15 past the hour, and good day.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during our holiday sampling event, November 22nd through 27th, come in and taste why Sam's Club is the perfect place to save on delicious holiday entertaining. Sample artisan cheeses, premium meats, plus decadent desserts. Don't miss the holiday taste of Sam's Club, November 22nd through 27th. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, And you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
17 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, fitness lady. What did we say we were going to call her last week? Fitness expert?
I think
fitness
we...
expert. Yes, no?
Guru, goddess.
No, I didn't like that. I think that sounded sexist.
I thought fitness expert.
That's so boring.
Fitness expert. Speaking of that, a couple of bodyguards who shot at photographers during the wedding of Gisele Bündchen. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Bündchen.
Mm-hmm. And Tom Brady. Sentenced to 5 years in jail.
Wow.
Miguel Solis and Alexander Rivas requested the memory cards from photographers trying to snap a picture. They were the bodyguards for these two. When the photographers said no, they opened fire.
Can you imagine that?
This is like the case chasing the car down the highway.
It's like the Wild Wild West. Wow.
All right, by the way, speaking of that, more input.
Yes.
This one from Dar Tice, who says, I take issue with a lot of things you say. Well, it's nice. Listening carefully. But you are absolutely right. The police should not shoot at a car just because it drives away or tries to elude. Maybe the driver has low blood sugar or mental illness or is just really upset or depressed or one of 100 other possibilities. Anybody who thinks the police should shoot at cars when things don't go right or maybe the cop is just ticked off or
has
a screw
loose. Weren't they shooting at the tires, not necessarily at the
car? I don't know what they were shooting at. I've heard all kinds of stories, and every time I hear this, it's different. And every time I hear it, I get a little bit more annoyed at the fact that they shot. Somebody used O.J. Simpson as an example. You were talking about how tired you are of seeing these things. Nobody shot at O.J. Simpson. Maybe they should have, but they didn't.
But he didn't. He was doing a slow speed.
They didn't bum rush the officers.
I mean, I think the key to this story is that you have someone that comes out, attacks the officers, and then takes off.
A 14-year-old boy.
But you don't know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Could look like a man.
Yeah. Well, you see, you don't know. We're speculating here.
Exactly. We don't know.
Crazy.
On both sides, we're speculating.
We have made an issue of this, though, and it's been a good thread for conversation today. And it proves that you're wrong and I'm right.
Oh, right.
It was perfect.
You're so cute.
Anyway, all right, so Andrea in the next half hour. Never mind. I'm going to keep it a secret.
What?
I have one thing for the next half hour that is a complete secret.
Uh-oh.
All right.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
This is a live performance of Taylor Swift. It's not as noisy as if you listen to those phony voices, the American Idol and The Voice. And
when they have the applause monitor.
All those foolish, yeah, exactly. I mean, this is real applause for Taylor Swift, who has come to an understanding that the press is not going to stop writing about her love life. She said there is a spin on every single celebrity out there. The New York Magazine article that's currently being run dubs her the biggest pop star in the world. I know that one of my spins is, oh, Taylor's heartbroken. Oh, Taylor fell in love with a guy. He broke her heart. She's sad all the time and lonely. And speaking of men who broke her heart, Taylor says she actually heard from the guy that most have read, which you're listening to. Is this Red?
Yeah, this is Red. And Jake Gyllenhaal is who she wrote the album about.
Right. Yeah. So, was when
but
is
apparently
he
apparently he called her and said that he thought the album was good, that it was like looking through an old photo album, mm-hmm. where lots of her other subjects of songs have said, hey,
take it down.
I mean,
take
if you were a guy, wouldn't you like be really afraid to date this chick? You know?
Yeah, but she like she said, they know me, are they going to ask me out without looking at my Wikipedia page? Like, they know what she's going to do.
I mean, you do something she don't like, you're going to get a song about you. The whole world
is gonna
know.
She doesn't make a big deal about the media paying attention to her love life because she writes songs about it. I mean, it's not like she's trying to hide anything. It's
good for
business. Exactly.
And how old is she?
23, probably.
She and Gaga. Gaga's about 26, 27, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both the highest paid singers and performers, and they both started when they were, 16?
My landscaper in Rhode Island works on her property at Watch Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
She says how she moved from having a place in the Kennedy compound across the street from it over to Watch Hill.
Watch Hill is a huge compound in Watch Hill, Rhode Island.
Watch Hill is a great, what a wonderful place.
You know you've made it when people stop saying you have a house and start saying you've got a compound.
Yeah.
You have a compound.
That's how
she does. You should hear him describe it. He tells me about it.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
The video
all the time.
Of the day today comes from European television. Tom Hiddleston, who plays Loki in the Thor movie.
Loki.
You say Loki, I'll say Loki.
I wouldn't know either. Yeah, so don't worry.
Don't be so quick to... Well, he's trying to make me sound intelligent. That's why Kenny saved me from myself. Anyway.
Either that or he's pointing and laughing.
Thor movie. In the Thor. It's a Thor movie.
Thor is my favorite superhero.
I was doing an interview on German TV. When he took the interviewer outside, they were doing a segment on Stars and Cars. They drove around, and he was singing along to a random karaoke CD. So the video of the day today at DougStephan.com gives you about a minute of Tom singing Stand By Me. All right, we have the audio from the video of the day.
And when this... the night has come and the land is dark and the moon
Tom Hiddleston
is the only
light
we'll see.
Loki.
No, I won't be afraid.
I won't be afraid.
Just as long.
Actually, this is pretty good.
It's not bad. It started out a little shaky, but it's pretty good.
This is very good. This is our video of the day.
Darling, stand by me.
Oh, it's a bit rusty.
That's a clever concept. Probably from the same the cabby in New York guy. That show goes on and on, doesn't it, Roberta? The cabby who picks people up and asks them questions.
Cash cab.
It is. It's a very clever idea that they came up with. Yep. All right, so that's that story. As I said, secret stuff coming up in the next half hour of the Good Day program. Plus, Andrea Metcalf will put us to work exercising here on Good Day.
Does your heating bill make you hot? It's not easy to pay when money's tight. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. If you need financial assistance, check out the Low Income Household Energy Assistance Program at LIHEAP.org. Your utility company may help you, too. Most have a flexible payment program that spreads out over several months, while some offer an assistance program. You know that little box on your bill that asks if you want to pay a donation? Well, some people do, and that money is put aside for those in need. Finally, check to see if your home needs weatherizing. There's a federal program that funds this. If you're eligible, an energy auditor comes out, and if you need repairs, the program will also pick up that tab. Get more information on heating bill assistance and energy-saving tips on AARP's website. I'll also put up a link that explains your legal rights when it comes to keeping the heat on, even when you can't pay the bills. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The world at 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden is having his ninth treatment at this hour for his
only one more to go.
Hodgkin's lymphoma. His cancer is gone, and they needed to do.
We should have a party for him. Yeah. Do you think he's listening right now? I think we should have an on-air party after he completes his treatment. What do you think?
Sure, that's a good idea. Yeah. We can do that.
Yeah.
We're having a party.
Actually, I think we should have a party at your farm, Doug. We should all get together because we don't see each other. I mean,
nope.
No, you're right.
People see each other, but I mean, I
like
seen
it that
Jim.
Way.
When did
you
I see
me
you
at Christmas last year? So almost a year.
Christmas last
what,
year.
Since I saw you?
No, since Roberta and I saw each other.
People are really interested when they think about the concept of this program. This is the most difficult radio program to produce in America. And Richie maintains it is the most difficult that's ever been put together because we have so many moving parts to
it. There's a lot of components. And nobody sits in the same room.
Nobody. We are not together. We are in one of those, what do they call it, virtual rooms.
Studios. Virtual
I'm in,
studios.
Today I'm in Boston, or outside of Boston, my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Roberta's in New York City. Jennifer is in Los Angeles. Kenny's in San Diego. Oh, by the way, for those of you who are excited to know about the future of San Diego, apparently, Kenny, you can give us the background on this. San Diegans are going to the polls to pick a new mayor. Is that next Tuesday?
No, it's today.
Oh, it's today. Oh, today is Tuesday. Oh, I thought it was next week. Had the wrong
Mayor Filner's out. We got to go get
Filner's
a new guy.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that Filner was going to Toronto to run for mayor up there.
Oh, could you imagine? That? Now, that's a reality show. Filner and Ford. That could actually be
that's
a morning show.
Morning
Filner
show,
and
exactly.
Ford in the morning.
Filner and Ford. Well, Quinn and whatever it is got fired in Pittsburgh. They can put them on there.
Yeah, Filner
Quinn
and
Rose.
Ford.
Rose and Quinn, whoever it is. All right, so that's the story from San Diego. If you got you're voting. You already live outside the city limits, though, don't you?
Right, I don't get to vote. I just get to be.
If you were voting, who would you vote for?
I'm not sure because I'm not voting. I
don't care.
Didn't pay that much attention because I don't want to get annoyed about it.
Good for you. Smart.
Being annoyed is fun sometimes, Ken.
All right, a couple of items from the food department.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who are planning for a butterball turkey for this Thanksgiving may have a problem because butterball has run out of fresh turkeys.
I don't believe it. They say that every
bigger
year.
Ones. No,
kidding.
They may be pushing the price up. They've cut their orders by 50%. Quote, we experienced a decline in weight gains on some of our farms causing
Hang
a limited ability. Huh?
If you have problems gaining weight, hang out with me for a couple days. I can find it easily. Let's go. Send your turkeys to Sunland.
Okay. Butterball says,
no?
We sincerely regret the inconvenience that our customers have experienced as a result of this issue.
Oh, Butterball.
Now, it's only Butterball. Butterball is, you know, they've created this image for themselves. Mm-hmm. Do we have Butterball? Michael has advertised as a show. We've had him in the past. I don't know whether we have.
We do now. We won't for long. Go ahead.
Well, you know, my philosophy of that is they pay me to present their point of view. And they're welcome to their point of view.
But you get to have yours,
too. I get to have mine as well.
You cannot be bought, darn it.
No.
All right, go ahead.
So anyway... and maybe that shows that I'm not, that's why I am where I am, and I'm not making $350 million a year. Actually, Limbaugh's the highest paid guy.
Speaking of Butterball.
Yeah, 50, 60 million. Yeah. Anyway, so, Butterball people, have a specific group of farmers, and they raise their turkeys the same way those chickens. You remember earlier on, if you didn't hear the earlier part of the program, let me bring you up to date on the FDA's release that came out yesterday afternoon that admits that there is, and they knew and they have known for decades, that there is arsenic in chicken meat. The arsenic comes from the food additive that most chicken feed that goes to the big agribusinesses and Tyson, we use Tyson and Purdue, but there are other really big producers who buy their feed from a subsidiary of Pfizer. The detectable chicken meat with the additive arsenic is something that you have been eating for years and years and years. And you've been feeding it to your children and they to their children. It is, most chicken meat sold in this country is garbage. Not even garbage. And you can thank the FDA completely. It's bad enough these companies know they're doing something wrong, but right underneath the FDA's nose, they're supposed to be inspecting what's going on. That's why I go back to the farm-to-consumer thing and the comments that are needed for the FDA-proposed regulations that are going to screw even more the family farmers in the country. This is a war directed against Americans for God knows what reason.
Not because they get money when we're sick.
Of course
sick.
They do, yeah.
Well, it's a big business to have sick
Pfizer. Now, I hadn't even thought about that angle, at least in this context. But that's really what it's all about. Mm-hmm. They don't want to have a cure for heart disease or cancer because there's too much money in selling drugs.
No, it's all.
So Pfizer gives you this. This is a great. Wow. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're
I wasn't
welcome.
Even going to go
now. You're not
straight.
So mad at me anymore today, right?
No, I was never mad at you. Anyway, here, listen to that theory. Think about it. Pfizer owns the company that puts arsenic in the feed they give to chicken, and chicken has become the most popular meat in the country.
Yeah, they're double dipping.
So they're feeding you arsenic so you can get sick so they can sell you drugs to get better.
Wow.
How do you like that?
I'm going to go home now. I solved the problem. No, that's seriously. I mean, what else is there? I mean, from
that
a business standpoint, that's it. Make money wherever you can. Get people sick.
Yep.
Sell your poison to chicken places.
I have a way to get you better, though.
Please.
I have two ways to get you better.
We didn't even get to talk about the Butterball thing that pops up when the turkey's done.
Because there aren't going to be any of them. Oh. All right. Anyway, the milkshake that we profiled today at DougStefan.com. The better you like ice cream and milkshakes, the better you're going to like this one.
Mm-hmm.
The Powder Room is new in Hollywood, a new glamorous night spot. They have a spiked version of a vanilla milkshake. When you order it at the bar, Velvet Goldmine, $500.
What? What's in it?
$500
for a vanilla milkshake?
Goldmine. Well, they put a little something in it.
They put
Mixologist
gold in it, obviously.
Adrian Biggs. Says that the shake will be really lush and over the top, combining premium spirits, premium Belgian chocolate, and edible gold, garnished with a
edible
Swarovski
gold.
Nirvana Montana blue crystal ring.
Oh, it comes
that can
the
be
ring.
Kept with a, I suppose the right spin on things, as a souvenir.
I never understood edible gold. I mean, if I'm going to pay for gold, I want to keep it. I don't want to eat it.
Right, I don't want to eat it.
It comes in and goes out. You know what I mean?
But if it comes with a ring, I feel like then that's a win-win.
Okay. Andrea Metcalf, what do you think she's going to think about this? She has suggestions. She's blogging this week about maintaining your weight campaign at this time of year. Let's get into that. I also want to know about I'm going to have the girls actually explain their routines as they're on the air, what they're doing. They may be ashamed of themselves after Andrea gets through with them. So Andrea Metcalf, next year on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase, as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cash rewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
Let's get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new Office Max Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed. For adults only, limit use of other caffeine sources.
All right, now it's 16 before the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time of the week for us to present the lady who is our fitness expert, Andrea Metcalf, is here. Maintains several good websites. Great, well, it depends on your point of view. Naked Fitness is great. AndreaMetcalf.com is really good. And then you can make a couple of those as well. All right, so we were talking earlier about, actually, Jennifer and Roberta were talking, Andrea, about the fact that they are not, we were first talking about shopping online and how that's really bad because most people who go to the malls get a lot of good exercise walking around. And if you're sitting on your fat butt all the time ordering things online, you better do something else in order to shake that booty, right?
Well, yeah. How about walking a treadmill while you're online?
Walking,
well, that's what we were saying. Is,
yeah,
that
we wanted some ideas.
Oh, you want ideas? Well, I think for every item that you order, get up and you know, do some jumping jacks. And, you know, a few weeks ago we talked about the power of, you know, 1 and 2 minute bursts of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is research to prove that even a small amount, when it's done 20 to 30 times a day, can still be incremental exercise and add up. But, you know,
all right, so what specifically would you say to Jennifer and Roberta, who are sitting while they're on the air here 3-4 hours a day, what do they need to do to maintain some sort of status with their butt or legs? Or,
well, I think Yeah, I mean, you can do seated exercises if you're in a chair. You know, you can, you know, kick your legs up and down, lift and raise your heels. You can reach up and touch the floor, reach overhead, and then reach down to the side and touch the floor behind you, to the side of you, and to the front of you, and work out from your chair. There's no question you can do seated exercises, but set a timer so that every 15 minutes you stand up to at least change the blood pressure and get the blood flowing, even if it's just standing up and stretching.
Really? All right, so you got that, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now,
okay. Stand up and stretch right now. Try it.
Stand up and stretch. I'm going to do that myself. Up. There we go.
Stretch
it out. I do. You know, that's one of the things, by the way. For those of you who are on a heavy exercise routine, I'm on the heaviest one I've ever been on in my life, the CrossFit thing. What I have always forgotten to do, Andrea, is stretch. So
good.
I noticed
that
my shoulders especially are sore. But for the first time in a long time, maybe because of what I'm doing in my back's not sore at all. Is that?
Well, you're getting stronger. And so when you build that muscle strength like you do in CrossFit across the entire platform of the body, not just your biceps, not just your triceps, but you use total body movements, you're going to be tightening all those muscles that go around the body and strengthen the spine.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, at this time of year, we are really beginning to talk a lot about Thanksgiving and then Christmas and New Year's, the holidays. Everybody starts to gain weight. You have a Maintain Your Weight campaign going on at AndreaMetcalf.com. Would you like to explain that?
Well, there's a couple of things going on. First off, let's tell everyone that if you're not overweight, that's a great thing, but you still have the propensity to gain 1 to 2 pounds over this holiday season. If you are overweight, the average weight gain can jump up to 12 pounds, so anywhere between 8 and 12 pounds. So the key is to maintain where you're at. Some things that you can do to maintain is just think about getting in that daily exercise and cutting back on your calories throughout the week, so on those party weekends, you can still indulge a little bit. And those are just a few ideas of what you can do.
All right, check out the ideas to maintain your weight at AndreaMetcalf.com or NakedFitness.com. Andrea here, our fitness expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 11 before the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and right now during Happy Honda Days, you could get a great deal on a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for
for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the late Isaac Hayes, spent the last 10 years of his life as the morning jock on an R&B station. He's pretty popular in New York, Roberta, too, wasn't he?
Isaac Hayes, absolutely.
On that morning show.
Yeah.
It was a good show, and he died, I think he was in the late 60s when he died. At any rate, song was number one this week in 1971, as was the movie. It was Shaft. How many different Shaft movies were there, Chuck Curry? Were there two or three, and then a remake?
Originally, I think it was three, and then they did the remake with...
Samuel L. Jackson. Right. Surprising. He's in a film that calls for a black actor. Never find that. What about, is that a racist comment, by the way?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, shut up, Roberta. Will you please?
You should go get a job on MSNBC.
Yeah, really?
Well, that's Chuck's favorite television network.
Night's open, I think.
But pretty soon there's not going to be anybody left there. They keep people with their big mouths ticking. The only one who's smart enough not to go down the road is Rachel. The rest of them are all, well, I don't know, Ed's pretty smart. Good Lord. Anyway, where was I going? Oh, the contest. Let's get to the contest. This is one of at least two movies that pretty much were the same script, and maybe that helps to give this away. The star, the female star, is 52 today, and that's the number of procedures she's had on her face in the last 10 years. That wasn't kind either, but it's kind of trivial. Look at her face.
You're on a roll today.
I am on a roll. Thank you, Chuck. 888-302-3684, if you can identify this movie.
He couldn't possibly be the rooftop killer.
888-302-3684. Here's how this works. We have three audio clips from a movie. In this case, this was the number one movie during this week in 1998, and it was also her birthday. So two reasons that you ought to know it. You'll recognize that was her voice, by the way, there. Let's try another one.
People are always telling you that change is a good thing. But all they're really saying is that something you didn't want to happen at all has happened.
888-302-3684. I haven't won before. Movie Moments. Know what the name is of that movie. First one in gets the prize when you get on the air. Last clue.
I pretend that we're the oldest and dearest friends as opposed to what we actually are. People who don't know each other's names.
Or Ms. Fowler.
And met in a chat room where we both claimed we'd never been before.
All right. Everybody got it, or do I have to give you another hint?
I don't have it.
No?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Really? Chucky, you got it?
Sounds very familiar, but I'm not positive.
the two stars were working on two pictures that were basically the same director, and they were romance movies.
Yep.
It's not helping.
It isn't helping, really?
No.
Hmm. Okay, I told you that she had her face done about 52 times.
That narrows it down to everything.
She hasn't really, no, well, she hasn't worked and she doesn't want to work anymore. She's living a private life. She was married to, she was in a movie with Russell Crowe in which they were lovers.
Yes.
Right? You got
in
it?
In real life,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, yeah, I don't think in real life.
Oh.
All right, so what else can I give you that will help
you? That's enough.
Is that enough? All right,
yeah,
he says that's enough. Chucker gives his movie news in 30 seconds here on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you, good job.
I did it, that was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, Chucker. What's in the newbie booze bag? That's good. The movie news bag.
Some casting news. No Country for Old Men, Oscar-winning actor Javier Bardem reportedly has been offered the villain role of Blackbeard the Pirate, the new origin story of Peter Pan.
Really?
They got the right villain. That guy is an amazing bad guy. And I'm not the biggest fan of Peter Pan, although I am a big fan of Steven Spielberg's Hook, which most people are not. So, but I like that idea. I think it's a good idea. With some other bit of news, Variety broke a story yesterday, an exclusive about a possible sequel to It's a Wonderful Life, called It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
The story continues.
I'm carrying that story at DougSteppen.com.
Many people are rebuttaling it, saying the producers are never going to get the rights, so it's not going to happen. We'll see how it plays out. There has to be something to it if Variety reported it, though. It's more than just
Star Partners and Hummingbird Productions collaborating on the sequel to It's a Wonderful Life. I wonder who would star in that. That'd be a good conversation to have. All right, what else? Is that it?
Dumb and Dumber 2, the sequel to the original with Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, officially comes out November 14th, 2014, to coincide with that original film's 20th anniversary.
Ron, what's the name of that movie?
Hey, good morning, guys. I think it's a Robin Hood.
No, sir. Joe, what do you think it is?
A Sleepless in Seattle.
No, it's the other one. You've Got Mail. That's the right answer. It's You've Got Mail. Close, though. Thank you, sir.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.